We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're on page Yud Aleph. That's the second page of the intro. We're not complaining against God, God forbid, over the fact that we've been in exile so long. We have a complaint against ourselves. Because from God's end, it could happen any minute. He doesn't withhold it. We're in the very beginning of the book. The very beginning of the book. Like the third page of the book. Daniel, the very beginning of the book. Page Yud Aleph.
This is Yud Aleph.
Yeah, that's Yud Aleph of the second book. We're in the beginning of the book. As the prophet in Isaiah says, God's listening. He's not hard of hearing. It's your sins that withhold the salvation from coming. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Sanhedrin, it was the time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You remember, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met Elio. He asked him where Mashiach is situated. He told him he traveled out to Mashiach. He asked him, when are you coming? So then he comes back to Elio, and Elio asks him, what did he tell you? When is he coming? So he says, he lied. So Elio says, why? What did he tell you? He said, he's coming today. So Elio says, yeah, he means today, like the verse says, today, if you'll only listen. So it's up to us. If we listen to the mitzvot, then Mashiach would be here right away. Even though the time that we were allotted to spend in exile wasn't up, but we could have undone it even so. As we find in our sages, that God decreed we would be in exile the equivalent of his day, 1,000 years. And even so, if we would do tshuva, then it would be our exile would be cut short. So then, even so, in that time, we could have annulled the decree and gone out of exile. Even more so today, that it's been over 800 years that we passed the 1,000-year mark. We should have left exile. Why are we still out here? The only reason we're still in exile is because of us. Because we continuously sin, so we don't allow it, that we will get out of this state. So it's up to us. And if we look real closely and try to figure out what's the major sins that are keeping us out in exile, so then we'll come up with a big number, right? It's this one, no, it's that one, no, it's the other one. There's enough to count, right? But the greatest sin that we have to worry about is Lashon Hara. For a number of reasons. Echad, kivan sheze haya ikar lesibat galutenu, kmo shehevenu migmara yom ha-mirushalmi anat. Firstly, because this was the prime cause for our exile, as the Chafetz Chaim proved earlier. The prime cause for the destruction was Lashon Hara. Im ken kol kama shelo nireh letaken zachet, ech tuchal liot geula. So long as we don't fix this transgression, how can we expect there should ever be salvation? Kivan sheze achet pagam kol kach she'al yedei ze galinu martinu. If this transgression was so potent that it caused the great exile, so certainly it's going to keep us out of the land if we never rectify it. And further, it's well known that already at the time during the period of the spies, it was decreed that we would be exiled. The verse in Psalm says that when we sinned with the spies on that night of Tisha B'Av, then it was decreed that the first temple would ultimately be destroyed. Even though we hadn't yet entered the land of Israel. With that sin, our fate was sealed. Not only that we would spend the 40 years in the desert, but also that after we would build the first temple, that temple would be destroyed, and ultimately we would spend all these years out in exile.
Was it an effect of that? Because the entire generation died, and on top of that, was it 400 years later, or 500, 800 years later, 900 years later?
It's a good question. Right? It's a very good question. So that serves a long class. We're just touching on the topic now. If you want, look in Nachmanides over there by the sins of the spies. He goes into that at length. Yes, Yaakov? You're 100% right. Even though it was decreed that we would spend, that the first temple would be destroyed, if we would have done tshuva, we could have undone that decree. That's true? When I said our fate was sealed, I didn't mean literally. You're right. You're right. כמו שכתוב, as the verse says, ויישא את עולם להפיל אותם בגויים זאתם בארצות, כמו שפירש רשי שם הרמב"ן חומש פרשת שלח. וחטא המרגלים, and when we look at the sin, the transgression of the spies, אלו היה אבון לשון הרע. What was their transgression? They spoke badly. They spoke badly about God. They spoke badly about the land. וחמדיתא בערכין, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Erechin, אם כן אנו מוכרחים לתקן זה החטא קודם הגאולה. So that's the first proof. We want to get out of this state we're in. The first thing we have to work on, proof number one, is lashon hara, to be careful not to speak badly about other people. Ve'od nimtza meforash shavon ze gorem shu Yisrael nirdim befarech. And further, we find that the transgression of lashon hara causes the Jewish people to be abused, to be put into forced labor, to work hard at the hands of their enemies. Mimash ketuv beparshat Shmot. How do we see it? We see Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Datan and Aviram when they're fighting, and he says to one Jew, why are you lifting your hand to hit your brother? And he says, you're going to be my judge? I'm going to tell Pharaoh on you. And Moshe says, oh, now I understand. Moshe says, Achen oda davar, now I understand. And Rashi over there explains that Moshe kept wondering, why do the Jews suffer more than anyone else? And when Moshe saw that one Jew could turn on another Jew, that the very Jew whose life he saved yesterday can say, today, I will go and tell Pharaoh what you did, that you killed an Egyptian soldier, an Egyptian officer. So then Moshe says, if one Jew can say Lashon Hara about another Jew, now I know why the Jews are suffering more than anyone else. So we see from that the transgression of Lashon Hara can carry with it the punishment, like Moshe says in the Torah, of being put into forced labor, just like the Egyptians did to us. We also find the Medrash says, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Al Yedei She'ar Lashon Hara Beinechem, Silakti Shechina Mibeinechem." God says, throughout the time you were living in the world down below, people were speaking badly about one another. That's why I kept a distance. But in a future time, when people will not speak badly about one another, then I'll be able to live in their midst. There's another explicit verse in Parshas Vezosa Bracha. We're going to read this parsha, the last parsha of the Torah. You guys know Simchas Torah is around the corner, right? Rashi explains over there. When is it considered that God is king over Israel? When we are united. When we're not divided into clusters. And everyone knows that when people speak about bad one another, so that's what causes people to divide into clusters. So, yeah. Yeshurun is another nickname for the Jewish people. We are called Yeshurun, which can mean the nation who is straight. It can mean the nation who gives song. It can mean the nation who has a vision. Because the word shar could mean to sing. Shar could mean to have a vision. Yashar, the question is, what's the root of Yeshurun? So different interpretations as to what the word Yeshurun, why we are referred to as Yeshurun.
Right now,
honest, straight on. Yeah, either that's Yashar, or that is Shar that gives song, or that has Shar that has vision. Yeah, so there are many different interpretations. Some want to say that at the end of the Torah we're called Yeshurun as a rectification of the beginning of the Torah where we're called Yaakov, which comes from the word Okba, twisted. So, okay, at any rate, the Chafetz Chaim has been proving his case that Lashon Hara has such great weight that either that is the cause for our exile, that's one proof that that's the sin we have to focus on in order to get out of this exile. Number two is that's what caused the decree of the exile with the transgression of the spies. Number three is what we see with Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what caused the Jews to suffer out in Egypt. And number four, he quoted the Medrash that says that when we speak Lashon Hara, God says, I can't stay in their midst. And that's also the verse in the end of the Torah, "Bitasef Yachad Shivtei Israel." When is Hashem considered our king? When we are Yachad, when we are in unity, when we don't divide into clusters, into groups. And usually people divide into groups when people speak badly about one another. That's usually the way, that's usually the great cause. Okay.